Well, I think I've been with Glenn too much today. It's only Thursday again, and today's date is the 13th of May. This is the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Enjoy the show. Hi, and welcome to the usual comprehensive roundup of news and views around the world, exposés, insights, intel, ponderings, and a tiny heap of common sense prevails. Well, I never. That's designed to make you think for yourselves and act accordingly. As the medical dark force clowns get more and more desperate, Ohio comes up with the desperate idea to have 5 weekly lottery-style drawings for those who have been vaccinated with a prize of $1 million. Now that is sheer desperation. And despite their claims of mass vaccination in America, they are now using their seduction program to get others to join in their Hunger Games-style world and program. And the people in Ohio should be horrified. Because if the Ohio government can waste money on advertisements that is essentially for Big Pharma, then they are not serving you properly. That money could go to feed and house the homeless, create jobs, fix infrastructure, but no, they allocated your money to seduce people into taking an experimental techno jab. All very desperate. Just across the border, or not far anyway, as Chicago releases 1,000 feral spies, cats, to deal with a surging rat problem. But the question is, or the great question is, why release them on the streets when the real rats are in the government buildings? But word of warning, expect a virus surge in Chicago coming soon. Villages in Omar, India, fought back this week and expelled all the techno jab injection teams with stones after seeing the correlation between increased injections and increasing deaths, and after seeing those dying are because they had been injected earlier. And that's what happens when the treasonous media tells you to get a jab to cure, and it does the opposite. As scientists discover a living fossil thought to have been extinct for 273 million years on the ocean floor near Japan this week, and the scientists are pondering on whether to call it the Joe Biden fossil or the lesser known common sense fossil. The final battle between light and dark is unfolding. I see the clues and the promptings. I am ready. Are you? Heaven and hell resides in the same place. Let's do battle and end your dark forces pact once and for all. All of you danced with the demons, because you were the demons to begin with. The Solomons, Thoths and Enkis, it is said, came to help humanity. All fell, they say. But perhaps they were never of high enough stature to fall, and were the dark forces all along. Dancing with Marduk, Anu, Isis, Esther, Hathor, Astara, Koshis and Pharaohs, all acting in hierarchical structures of fake power. The light triumphed over Lucifer 75 years ago. 75,000 years ago. The light triumphed, albeit temporarily, 5,000 years ago. Our time has come again, to do the final battle. It will be their Armageddon, not ours. The world is now set in motion, and the ocean of truth is flowing nicely. Those that operate in and of it will ride the waves. Those riding the ship of lies will bob about in the waves. Those too heavily immersed in it will sink and drown. Which ship are you riding on is the key. Many set sail on the ship of lies, but many are now jumping ship for the calmer waters. Those operating in the truth are and will have an easier time. The hard part is watching those sink in their lies and delusions. Sailing ships across the sky are called arcs. Just saying. What a glorious sight to behold that took place in the UK this week. Something that I've been calling for a long time. So what took place? Well, a number of people marched to the BBC headquarters and started calling them out as liars. They left freedom stickers all over their windows, and finally some of what I call actionable activism took place. You know, marching up and down Pennsylvania Avenue has not yielded a single result, no matter how good it looks. It has not produced what we wanted. And I stated many years ago about the three M's plus the hidden one. There is always a hidden one. 12 plus 1, 7 plus 1, and even 8 plus 1. The military, the Masons, and the media. With the hidden M being Marduk and his IBM group. Or I was M. But maybe the program still runs. Time will tell. But with M gone, highlighting and targeting the remaining three will bring down their old structure and allow us to build anew. And it does not take any sort of violence or threatening behavior. Just people power calling them out for crimes against humanity. Now, the military crimes in various countries are fairly obvious. The Masons, not so. But the media are the clown's mouthpiece. End them and it's game over. We can then replace it with actual news. Replace other channels with real history. Our history, not his story. Replace other channels with positive people news. Replace other channels with project progress reports. Replace other channels with how all people can help. Replace other channels with adult thinking people discussing global initiatives of how to drive our species forward under the banner of need, not greed, caring and sharing, cooperative, not competitive or comparative. And it's up to the people of America. That is your actionable activism. Marching on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC and all the other clown-based networks ran for and by the CIA need to be stopped. Their bird has mocked us enough, and it's time to lay the mockingbird to rest by knocking it off its perch and replacing it with something better. So what is actionable activism? Well, it has many connotations, and it's only limited by your own lack of imagination. And often people go for sensational events, marching on the White House, filing papers against the Pope, the Queen, or Matt Hancock. But the hidden, more subtle events often bring more results. Speaking with nurses and doctors, campaigning against the drugstores giving out vaccines, engaging with the police to build trust. There are many leading US cops now not playing the system game. There is 40 plus in California alone. Target companies not working for our greater good. Boycott Amazon, who are building for the robot takeover of any jobs that are left. And yes, you heard that correctly. And no, robots are not the future, they're long in the past. Target Mode RNA and all their subsidiaries. Target the private company called the CDC. These groups are responsible for the COVID lies, injuries and deaths. Not to mention your jobs, homes and businesses and also your freedoms. Put all politicians on notice. Follow We the People guidelines or be removed from office. Pick out events from the news, and if any company or organisation is not doing for and by the people, ring and or email them. And if sufficient numbers protest outside of their offices or shops, it does have an effect. Peace activists make appeals outside of all military bases and request they honour their oath to We the People, to fight and defend for We the People, and to take actions against all enemies, foreign and domestic, not working for We the People. Target AIPAC and J Street officers. Tell them they're not welcome in this country after interfering in our election process. They're not welcome for being responsible for sending our sons and daughters into war at the request of the Israeli junta. Select and request demands for Freedom of Information Act on whatever topics that are of interest to We the People. Boycott American medical insurance companies for making the people of our country sick with their greed-based medical plans. Target Planned Parenthood for their genocide and profit-making use of babies, live or dead. Target research centres that operate in genocide-based research that ultimately will kill us all until they are stopped. Demand that they be shut down and or a public-based team to investigate all their research. And no, We the People are not interested in your classified bullshit or your National Security Act either. We pay for it and we have the right to see what you are using our tax dollars for. Target Wall Street and their gang of greed-based criminals with their 4 to 7 second delay cheat system that ensures only the selected win. Target certain banks, get all people to remove funds from a certain bank at one time unless they change their policies suitable for We the People. Black people can target Black Lives Matter, as that group is not representing you, only the system of control. Communities can work with the police to remove criminals and gangsters out of their neighbourhoods. Native American people can demand their chiefs to give some of the funds from oil wells and casinos back to the people to build better homes and communities. And these are just some of the ideas that the activism communal gathering can do. And all it takes is a few hundred dedicating some time each week and targeting whatever is not right for and by the people. Now, the benefit of this also is, it is good advertising for the TPC, and how other people outside of THI can come and join us in our quest to create a better world for us all. Whether you call it communal gatherings or assemblies, although certain ones are illegal, I might add, these are actionable events we can all do to be and make the change. Only when their system is finally extinguished and it is crumbling, does the trust assets have any value. Future jobs, once the system is deleted, will largely be in investigational work, assessments of value, working out how to transition jobs from one sector to another, and also waste management. As much of the old world and buildings needs to go, and a new infrastructure, towns, villages and cities need to be built or radically revamped that are not called smart cities. Now, we have spoken many times of how corrupt the BBC news site is, in not only in the UK, but they are globally recognised as they operate in many countries, although China recently banned them. Now, the BBC is largely ran by MI5. Yes, you. And is heavily Jewish linked, or should I say Hebrew linked, and owned, I might add, as we have mentioned previously. But a member sent this to me last week, which may be more confirming of two things, the Jewish links and the secret society links. Now, the Hebrew Anunnaki and their various named control groups often use a system of code, which we at THI have unearthed in big volumes. And we have also unearthed the topic of mirroring, which is a form of magic as well. Throw in the fact that the Hebrew Anunnaki code is geomatria, and you see a bigger picture yourselves. But have you ever wondered, if you type geomatria all in lowercase, as to why they insist the first letter must be capitalized? That letter is G. Is that G a part of the Masonic coding also? Now, using the geomatria code, the BBC is 223. And when mirrored, it becomes 322. So what is the importance of 322? Well, apart from it being a sacrifice day, March 22nd, isn't it the code for the skull and bones, not 322? Oops. Are they one and the same? Just like the Hellfire Club and the Bohemian Grove. And in essence, as far as I can tell, the Skull and Bones is now the equivalent of the Fabian Society in the UK, as so many of your pre-selected leaders have come from those two organisations. Bush, both versions, Blair, Kerry, Corbyn, to name but a few. Still with the BBC, the clown reporter called John Sopel wrote this last week, where he said, for the White House press corps who have binged out for 4 years on the Sun et Illumia of the Trump show, the last 3 months have been a challenge. He said, As I have remarked, perhaps unwisely, to an audience the other night, the transition from Trump to the fossil, Joe Biden, has been like going from a daily crack pipe to a small bottle of low-alcohol beer once a week. The daily White House briefings are now a snooze fest. There are no fights and no name-calling. No middle-of-the-night Twitter storms, no payments to porn stars, no rollicking MAGA rallies. So does this all mean it's been a boring presidency, he wrote. Absolutely not, he said. This is far more interesting presidency so far than I think any of us had imagined. I would go as far to say it's fascinating. If you like latex masks, yeah. The sad thing from a purely selfish point of view, he said, is that what it isn't is a made-for-TV spectacular, which is what I have feasted upon the past 4 years. Donald Trump always had an eye for the visual and the outrageous. He knew how to make himself the centre of attention, and Biden seems to relish the lack of histrionics and seems to think it is important for people to focus on what he delivers, which is rubbish, rather than what he says, and it's most strange. I'll tell you what is most strange. The BBC's over fascination with American CEOs, not presidents, and yet they barely cover the rank stupidity, incompetence or bullshit that comes out of their own government. Now why is that? Because they have one of their own installed, is why. BBC, like MI5 and GCHQ, as well as Hillary, are all part of the Blue Dragon Group. Oops. Who says we don't have intel? But then, they also have in the UK now an elite jackass, whose father, Stanley Johnson, claims he predicted COVID-19 pandemic in a novel published 40 years ago. It's the prophecy people again. They're not prophecies, they're plans. And he seems to think life is better being French than British these days, Stanley Johnson. Perhaps he can take his son with him. Because he is a jackass. Now, I received some interesting intel. Did I say intel? I thought we didn't have any. Oh, yes, it's intel. This week. That I'm unable to confirm just yet, but perhaps time will reveal it. And what I received was $3 trillion of money laundering, whitewashed. This week was used to buy all companies, all forest, wood, plus steel, and also copper. $3 trillion to buy it all up. And I was asked two questions. One, is this to halt all production and building on the planet? And two, did this money come from the trustee? Now, to answer question one, yes, that is possible. And they have been buying up all businesses they deem essential for a future event, whereby they will allow the trustee the use of the funds for the people, knowing with all the companies under their control, they will get all the funds released, will return back to them eventually. And in my opinion, they have strung the trustee along all for the past 3 or 4 years to buy time. And personally, the funds should not come out in full until the people have something in place to balance it. Now, privately, I understand the funds are blocked until the time is right. And that won't be any time soon. We will not allow the few who are desperate for funds now to hinder long-term plans of the future. When the people have a similar platform in place to release and protect their funds, only then will or should the funds be released. And that may disappoint some people. But this is about overview, not individual needs or wants or desires. The clowns need money far more than we do. Most people on this planet has got by with little to no money. Most people. That's the difference. When, as an example, all the control system involves all the governments, all the agencies, and all the other think tank goons. If you just take into account, all of them have to be bought off, including the scientists and the medical people now. If you just take into account the American government costs $14.5 billion per day, then you realize the enormous cost that they require. $14.5 billion a day is just over $100 billion a week. That's just for one country. And the point is, they must not be let back into the game because some are desperate for the now and some want to walk away and retire. It's not happening. It's just not. Now, whether the money came from Kim direct, I can't answer that with any surety these days, but I suspect it came out of the funding Kim sent in March last year, which was in the Intel section of our show, and the $454 billion that funded the takeover of the Fed that then was leveraged to $4.54 trillion by the Fed and the US Treasury. That strangely was not stopped like all other times previously. Maybe the Omega system doesn't work as well as the quantum system. New ATMs in Virginia, home of Langley, to scan your vaccination passports or implants before you get your cash. Oh my. I wonder what the implants were. And I guess Clowns in Panic was right again. And no amount of digital fresh air tokens, digital wallets, or universal basic income will give you the peace or freedoms you desire anymore. These machines will replace the banks. We warned banks were going, and this is the start of it. Digital ID banking with digital vaccination passports, getting digital money out via digital wallets. And the great question is, how long before the people become digital and not organic? Is this more evidence of the hints given in recent shows? Australia has imposed a blanket ban on arrivals from India, with those daring to violate it facing jail time and heavy fines. And the move has been met with criticism, but the government insists it it's needed to protect public health, which is a misnomer in and of itself. Now, the controversial rule which came into force on Monday, barring Australian citizens from returning to the country from the COVID-19 hotspot until May 15th. Those who ignore the restrictions face 5 years in jail and or a fine of $66,600 Australian. 666. Followed by two numbers that have no value. 00. And it's a high risk situation, Health Minister Greg Hunt said. I thought his name was Mike, personally. Said during a televised news briefing on Monday, there has been no doubt in any of the Commonwealth advice about this measure or other measures, and the travel ban has been supported by the country's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, who has admitted that the restrictions may result in the deaths of Australians who are forced to remain in India. Nice to see a country looking after their own people. Speaking to one of the members this week, I was made aware of border closures within Canada. Not just between America and Canada, no, between province to province as well. Imagine if they implemented that in the States. Might cancel a few of my trips. But this got me thinking, something that many of us maybe are thinking but perhaps reluctant to recognise, that the world has entered an era of closed borders and restricted travel. And the great question is, will this new age of isolationism, and will it last years, maybe decades? Now, the fake COVID-19 pandemic that has triggered the closure of many borders, but will this herald a national lockdown of restricted travel to enable each country to become self-sufficient? Oops. Remember, the dark forces have been using international travel as a means to mix the races, create unrest in selected regions, and destroy economies in the past. Perhaps that will all stop now these restrictions are in place, unless they feel the Trojan horse is already in place. The federal government is working with the Georgia-based company that shut down a major pipeline transporting fuel across the East Coast after a ransomware attack, according to the White House. And the government is planning for various scenarios and working with state and local authorities on measures to mitigate any potential supply issues, according to officials on Saturday. And the attack is unlikely to affect gasoline supply and prices, it says, unless, there's always a but or an unless, it leads to a prolonged shutdown, experts said, or non-experts said. The Colonial, pipeline did not say what was demanded or who made the demand. Now, ransomware attacks are typically carried out by criminal hackers, CIA, NSA, who scramble data. Excuse me while I have a drink, I've got an intelligence agency in my throat. Who scramble data, isn't that called encryption? Paralyzing victim networks and demand a large payment to decrypt it. Well, I never. Now, the attack on the company, which says it delivers roughly 45% of fuel consumed on the East Coast, underscores again the vulnerabilities of critical infrastructure to damaging cyber attacks that threaten to impede operations. And it said it presents a new challenge for an administration still dealing with its response to major hacks from months ago, including a massive breach of government agencies and corporations, for which the US sanctioned Russia last month. Well, I never. Russia. It's always Russia, isn't it? And prices unaffected unless a prolonged shutdown, they said. Really. As the lockdown winds down and people get back in their cars, here is the excuse for increased gas prices right on cue. And it's also predictable. But you would think the American public would have worked that out by now. Another target, perhaps, for the communal activism group? Every summer, the gas prices go up a fair chunk to collect more taxes that don't get spent on the American people. I watched a short interview this week with an Israeli lawyer, and he states the people of Israel need of what they need are fighting back against the pro-pagan Dar and their manipulation of the people, which is heavily ongoing in Israel at the moment. And the lawyer is concerned the Israelis are being subjected to vaccines by fear, and is concerned that what happened in Germany is now happening in Israel. The truth is, it is being done by the same people or entities, is why. And the operators of the programs are not German or Jewish either. Now, the next four pieces are all tied together and all come under the banner of engineered crises to set up a war in the Middle East and across the boundaries between Europe and Russia. All of it because the Hebrew Anunnaki are losing their war and the people are not complying like they wished outside of their own country. Fascism, which is Zionism, is operating heavily in Israel now as they turn on their own people, just as we had forecasted. But crises is a funny word, given that the middle four letters contain ISIS. Another of their fake psychotic gods they worship, who even have their own rogue military group of the same name. Except it is not Islam it references, but the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, ISIS. A US Coast Guard ship fired warning shots in the course of a close encounter with vessels from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Navy in the Straits of Hormuz off Iran, a Pentagon spokesman burbled out. And he said earlier today a large group of the Iranian Navy fast boats conducted unsafe and unprofessional manoeuvres and failed to exercise due regard for the safety of US forces as required under international law, according to the Pentagon mouthpiece John Kirby. Now, Kirby said the 13 fast attack boats approached US vessels at high speed, coming as close as 150 yards to six US Navy vessels that were escorting the guided missile submarine USS Georgia through the Straits of Hormuz. and he said the US Coast Guard cutter fired around 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun at the Iranian vessels after other warnings, including radio communication and horn blasts. And after the second round of shots, as the boat allegedly came closer to the US fleet, the Iranian vessels left the area. Now, the Iranian officials have not commented on the claims. But this is the latest encounter, and is the second such incident with the Iranian ships reported by the US Navy in the last fortnight. 2 weeks? Well, it's always 2 weeks, isn't it? Now, late last month, the US Fifth Fleet said in a statement that Iranian vessels had come within 68 yards of the USS Firebolt patrol boat and another American ship in the Persian Gulf north of the Strait of Hormuz. So that's about 8 ships that's gone through there now. But it's funny how that very same incident was played out on the show called Designated Survivor, is it not? The exact same incident. Perhaps that show was a documentary, not popular entertainment. But this incident just about sums up the childlike foreign policies of this country and the Pentagon's juvenile attempts to start war, not for the benefit of this country, but their paymasters, the Israelis, who are abject psychopaths. The common sense clue for them was in the script. But having already banged the war drums against Iran for no reason that is conducive to America, I might add, the clue was the US Navy were moving in the waters in the Strait of Hormuz, which is off the coast of Iran. Not off the coast of America. You were in their waters with your warships. Now, imagine if the Iranian Navy sailed into Norfolk, Virginia Harbour with large warships. Would you all just say hi and welcome if Iran had previously threatened America? Of course not. Simple, adult-based decision is stay away from their waters. Then there is no hostilities. But the child level thinking at the top of each country's leadership is utter staggering. And no wonder the world is in a mess with juvenile thinking so-called leaders. It's beyond pathetic. Clashes have broken out for the second consecutive night between Palestinians and the Israeli junta police in Jerusalem, with dozens reported injured. Protesters hailed stones at the police and lit fires at the Damascus Gate in the Old City, and officers responded by firing stun grenades and water cannons. Now, the Palestinian Red Crescent said that at least 80 Palestinians were injured and 14 were taken to hospital. The Israeli police said at least one officer was hurt. Now, it had followed days of simmering unrest over possible evictions of Palestinians from land being claimed by Jewish settlers. And on Friday, more than 200 Palestinians and at least 17 Israeli police were hurt in skirmishes near Al-Aqsa Mosque, medics and police said accordingly. Now, Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque complex is one of Islam's most revered sites, but its location is also the holiest site in Judaism, known as the Temple Mount. Where it means temple, it also means Masonic. But for those new, and we do have a lot of new listeners now, That is a total excuse. They don't have holy sites in that region. If there was holy sites for the quote-unquote Jewish, they would be in Asia, from whence they came. Now, the complex is a frequent flashpoint for violence, but Friday's was apparently amongst the worst in years. And the quartet of Middle East negotiators, the US, the EU, Russia and the UN on Saturday, expressed deep concern over the spiralling violence. The US expressing concern? Seriously? The clans that operate at the highest levels of this country are the same people funding and supporting this violence. Land grabs and genocide. And the UK's not much better either. And as for the UN being involved, they should have been disbanded entirely years ago as not fit for purpose, which the trustee had said she'd done a few years back, but apparently now is engaging the UN Security Council. But has anyone asked whether the UN has ever prevented a single war or stopped ongoing ones? Because the answer is zero. If the UN did their job, Israel would be back to their 1967 zones. In fact, they would go back to pre-1948 zones and not exist as a country at all, because it never existed previously. And then not taken over every country in the region with impunity. Now, earlier on Saturday, Israeli police had stopped dozens of buses carrying worshippers to the mosque, and a number of Palestinians were arrested after the violence on Friday. "They do not want us to pray. There is a fight every day. Every day there are clashes. Every day there are troubles," according to Mahmoud al-Marbua. They were stopping worshippers going to their holy site. Imagine what would happen if the Muslims prevented Jews from praying at the Wailing Wall. Can you imagine what would happen? Global outcry. Well, what makes this act any different is the big question. Now, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said his country was acting responsibly. Pull the other one, it's got balls on, Mr. Netanyahu. "To ensure law and order while maintaining freedom of worship." Well, clearly that was not taking place. Prime Minister can't uphold the law himself, never mind outside of himself, given the series of crimes he's been charged with. And the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, condemned what he said were Israel's sinful attacks. Sinful indeed. But not content with causing disturbances in their own country or region, they cause it in another country this week, predictably Iran. A large fire has erupted at a chemical plant in the Iranian city of Qazvin, with local media reporting an explosion. And the incident follows an overnight blaze at the port city of Beshehr, home to Iran's only nuclear power plant. And the fire broke out at the plant on Saturday afternoon following a small explosion at the site. Now, footage circulating online shows flames emerging from the facility with a large column of billowing black smoke. Multiple fire engines were deployed to the location to tackle the blaze. Now, thankfully, the explosion and the fire that followed did not inflict any casualties, but at least two firefighters were injured while battling the flames. I do not need to tell our listeners who was likely involved in both events. But it didn't end there. Sadly, as the racist, genocidal maniacs operating under the banner of Jewishism rolled on with their killing sprees throughout the week. 20 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes, including 9 children, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health, after rockets fired from the territory towards Jerusalem were reportedly met with Israeli counterstrikes. Not quite. And some of the scores injured were also treated at the Beit Hanun Hospital in the north of Gaza. And graphic images shared online purported to show injured people in Gaza being taken away by medical workers. An Israeli citizen was also injured by an anti-tank missile fired from Gaza and taken to a hospital for treatment, according to the IDF. Now, as usual, the lying Hebrew Anunnaki media reported only about rocket attacks by Hamas. Except the media en masse left one key portion of truth out of their narrative. The rockets were fired in response to the deaths of the Palestinians, not before. In response to. Now, earlier that day, Hamas claimed responsibility for Monday's rocket attacks on Jerusalem in what they claimed was a response to Israeli violence, including the eviction of Palestinian families and clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Here is a really positive report out of the Middle East, and kudos to all who took part in it. The art of the people coming together to fight a common enemy that is not each other. Now, tens of thousands of Muslims in Iran and across the Middle East took part in Friday's International Quds Day protests, an annual Iran-backed campaign of demonstrations meant to show solidarity with the Palestinians. Iranian Jewish leaders have joined in the protests, calling on Jews, Muslims and Christians alike to stand against Zionism. Younes Hamami Lalelazar, one of Iran's top rabbis, has expressed his support for the International Quds Day, which is also known as Jerusalem Day, and accused Israel's leaders of exploiting the ancient religion of Judaism in pursuit of their own goals. Zionists have been exploiting Judaism to achieve their own goals, he said on Saturday. And they've used Judaism, which is a monotheistic religion, as a pretext to justify within their own political framework any strategy to achieve their goal. Correct. And this behaviour was not accepted at all by the Jews of the world, he said. And from the very beginning of the Zionist regime until today, there has been a lot of opposition to the Zionists' approach, and it still continues. Mr. Lalelazar stressed that religious Jews find the brutal behaviours and crimes of the Zionist regime completely unacceptable and have taken part in campaigns against it, including Jerusalem Day. Now, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini called Israel a terrorist garrison and said that it was a collective responsibility for people to fight against this regime. Now, in 2016, it showed that Iran was home to about 9,800 Jews, making theirs the largest community of Jews in the Middle East outside of Israel itself. But before 1979, over 100,000 Jews lived in Iran, with many fleeing the country for Israel in the aftermath of the Islamic Revolution, only to suffer discrimination in their new home country. Really? Discrimination in their alleged home country? And this supports what we've been saying all along. These Zionists, or Hebrew Anunnaki, care not one iota for the Jewish people in all their various castes. Now, Jews have lived in Iran for over 2,700 years, with multiple books in the Bible referencing the way of life in ancient Persia. And in 537 BC, after freeing Jewish slaves from the Babylonians, the Persian king Cyrus the Great allowed those who wanted to return to their homes in ancient Judea, while those who chose to remain were granted citizenship and allowed to rebuild their religious shrines or temples in Persia itself. Now, it was said Jews were able to maintain significant religious and economic freedoms after the Islamic conquest of Persia in the 7th century. Emperor Cyrus the Great of Persia permitted the Hebrews to return to the Holy Land and rebuild God's temple. Let's break that down, shall we? Who did Israel crown with a coin with his face, labeling him Cyrus? Who moved the embassy to Jerusalem to prepare for God's temple, which is a sacrifice center unto the god Lucifer? The answer? Donald J. Trump. One look at the picture of Cyrus tells you he was A, not from here, and B, given the wings, one of the Anunnaki. Would you like further proof of that? Well, here it is. One of the few surviving sources of information that can be dated directly to Cyrus's time is the Cyrus Cylinder, a document in the form of a clay cylinder inscribed in Akkadian cuneiform. And it had been placed in the foundations of the Esagilia, which is the temple of Marduk in Babylon, as a foundation deposit following the Persian conquest in 539 BC. Now, it was discovered in 1879 and is kept today in the British Museum in London. Now, the text of the cylinder denounces the deposed Babylonian king Nabonidus as impious and portrays Cyrus as pleasing to the chief god, yes, Marduk. Right, a little bit of home news, which is not unexpected. But the American birth rate fell for the sixth consecutive year in 2020, with the lowest number of babies born since 1979, according to a new report. Now, some 3.6 million babies were born in the US in 2020, marking a 4% decline from the year before, according to the US Centers for Disease, CDC, plans, and also the National Center for Health Statistics, probably Johns Hopkins. And the slump was seen across all recorded ethnicities and also origins, according to the findings, and the national picture mirrors a decline in births seen worldwide, a trend some experts say has been accelerated by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, right. Maybe because the so-called vaccines are sterilizing women. And if you're shocked at that, remember the US military and Planned Parenthood were doing it from the 1930s minimum and onwards. Remember the Puerto Rican story in From Russia With Love? Now, in 2020, the general fertility rate in the US was about 56 births per 1,000 women, the lowest rate on record and about half of what it was in the early 1960s. And the decline in birth rates was seen across all measured racial and ethnic groups. Births dropped by 4% amongst white, black and Latino women, 9% for Asian women, 3% for Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders, and 7% for Native American and Alaskan Native women. And the report also analysed the total US fertility rate, which estimates how many babies a hypothetical group of 1,000 women would have over their lifetime based on actual birth rates. Now, for a generation to exactly replace itself, this number must be at or above 2.1 babies per female. And according to the CDC, this rate has generally been below replacement since 1971, with the increase of birth control, and has consistently been below replacement since 2007. Now, what they won't tell you is that 2.1, it used to be 2.3, not 2.1. They also rely on that rate to sustain the pensions, with less putting in and more living longer, more comes out than in, plus what they stole out of it can't be replaced. And it's yet again an example of Ouroboros programming. The solution, I told you all last May, they would kill the elderly. And that is what has unfolded. And unless we stand up, the next stop will be the children. Why? Perhaps we will find out later. But there is no jobs for the next generation unless we, the people, take back the planet. Now, today, the US total fertility rate, remember, 2.1, sits at 1.6. 50% down, which is another record low. And the average age of mothers at first birth is now 27. Up from 23 in 2010. and this changing picture of motherhood has been driven in part by declines in pregnancy amongst teenagers. The birth rates amongst teenagers aged 15 to 19 had the steepest decline of all age groups, down by 8% in 2020 to around 15 births per 1,000 females, which is actually a good thing. Teenagers with babies is often a disaster for the mother and child. Not all. In particular, amongst the black community. I think I read the report, and if memory serves me correctly, 60% of black women are single parents. 60%. California's population fell between 2020 and 2021 in the first yearly decline ever reported since officials began counting the figure. And on Friday, the state's finance department said the population now stands just below 39.5 million residents, which is a drop of 182,000. It's actually bigger than that. And the reasons, they say, are varied, but involve the pause on migration due to the pandemic. Everything's due to the pandemic, which is a load of bullshit. Yeah. That's the new excuse. It's the new excuse to not answer the phone in the various companies around this country. Oh, we can't do it. Please press 0 to speak to an asshole. Yeah. But everything is blamed on the pandemic. But what about the policies of the unholy four in California and their propensity to vote for jackasses like Schwarzenegger and Caitlyn Jenner? Really? La La Land has much internal work to do, not fake external makeovers. And it comes after the once-in-a-decade US census recorded the slowing state growth. A decline of 0.46% came between January 2020 and January 2021. And the loss represents approximately twice the population of the city of Santa Barbara. Now, since joining the US in 1850 amid a gold rush, California had become the most populous in the country. And officials say this is the first time the population has declined since the 1900s. And speaking from a private airplane hangar in Malibu this week, reality TV star and recently announced gubernatorial candidate Caitlyn Jenner said, quote, that her friends were fleeing the state due to the homeless population, unquote. My friends are leaving California, she told Fox News on Wednesday. The guy right across from my hangar, he was packing up his hangar and I said, where are you going? And he said, I'm moving to Sedona. Not a surprise. Arizona. I can't take it anymore, he said. I can't walk down the streets and see the homeless from their own private airplane hangar. And there is the vacuous cretins in a nutshell, about as shallow as a sand critter. The vast wealth of these so-called celebrities, and instead of putting their hands in their bulging pockets or purses to help with the homeless, no, they jump ship of a policy of can't see, won't see. And people in California are going to vote for that jackass? runner out of town. There's a nice water season in Arizona. Drop it in there. Or it. Whatever gender is these days, I'll lose count. Also in our US news, employers hired fewer workers than expected last month, despite a huge stimulus package that saw the government send $1,400 checks to most Americans. No, it wasn't most Americans. Anyway, just 266,000 jobs were added in April, and the unemployment rate went up to 6.1%. It's actually higher than that. And it said a hiring spree amongst leisure and hospitality businesses was offset by declining courier numbers. And in all, 9.8 million remained unemployed. That's near 30 million in non-John Hopkins math figures. Now, February 2020, before lockdowns forced millions into unemployment, 5.7 million people were out of work. And the latest job figures were well below the expectations of economists, who had predicted that the gain would be anywhere from 900,000 to 2 million jobs. Instead, it was 266,000. Quite a miss. Now, it's going to be our job. Yes, you, and you, and you, and you. To create projects and new jobs. In ready for the release of the assets. But do not expect that anytime soon. And this is our duty and requirement now, and what the communal gatherings and former state groups were tasked with. But how bad does it have to get before we the people come together and act? COVID BS. There's some interesting and good pieces and some not so good. On Saturday morning, Dr. Akshay Nair, a Mumbai-based eye surgeon, was waiting to operate on a 25-year-old woman who had recovered from a bout of COVID-19 3 weeks previously. And inside the surgery, which was an ear, nose and throat specialist, was already at work on the patient who is diabetic. And he had inserted a tube in her nose and was removing tissues infected with mucormycosis, a rare but dangerous fungal infection. And this aggressive infection affects the nose, eye, and sometimes the brain. Have you connected the dots yet? Now, after his colleague finished, Dr. Nair would carry out a three-hour procedure to remove the patient's eye. And he said, "I will be removing her eye to save her life. That's how this disease works." And the report said, even as a deadly second wave of COVID-19 ravages India, doctors are now reporting a rash of cases involving a rare infection called the black fungus amongst recovering and recovered COVID-19 patients. So it's only connected to the COVID-19 patients. And doctors believe mucormycosis, which has an overall mortality rate of 50%, may be being triggered by the use of steroids, a life-saving treatment for severe and critically ill COVID-19 patients. steroids reduce inflammation in the lungs for COVID-19 and appear to help some of the damage that can happen when the body's immune system goes into overdrive to fight off coronavirus. But they also reduce immunity and push up blood sugar levels in both diabetics and non-diabetic COVID-19 patients. And it's thought that this drop in immunity could be triggered or triggering these cases of mucormycosis. Did you connect the dots? Perhaps I will help you. Has anyone asked over there yet whether it was the PCR test that caused this disease and not the jab? Ear, nose, throat and brain. But then the doctor said, triggered by the use of steroids given to COVID patients. They won't reveal that on the nightly news, will they? But then, in part, is it not part of the people's own fault for not protecting their own vessels more? Instead of relying on others to provide truth for them, when a small bit of personal research would end this COVID BS overnight. But it was an interesting name they used, the black fungus, and it is in India. Maybe the throwaway line from last week just might have more strength to it. And will the black fungus go from India to Egypt? On April the 30th, the UK government, in their wisdom, it's funny the BBC didn't cover this, the UK government altered Section 10 of the Children's Act. Why did they do that? So they can now vaccinate children over the age of 12 without parent consent, or whilst not being held accountable for it. And unless the people come together on this, they will ride roughshod over us all. But what I would expect is coming soon, when the people work out the vaccine's not working, the blame game will start against the non-vaccinated, yet again turning the people against each other instead of the program. Did you know the FDA, Federal Drugs Group, receives 45% of its annual budget from the pharmaceutical industry? Did you know the World Horror Organization gets 50% of its budget through private sources, including Bill Gates and Big Pharma? Pharma. Curious word that. And more so if you play with the word. P. Harmer. Harmer of P. Who are the P? People. The people Harmer. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Did you know that the CDC is a vaccine company that owns 56 patents and buys and distributes $4.6 billion in vaccines annually through the Vaccines for Children program? You've covered that before. The CDC is not a government organization. It's a vaccine company. And perhaps it's not about science at all, but business. big business. Speaking of the CDC, here is a list of where they received their funding from, which may be indicative and also revealing. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Health Canada, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, the Government of Canada, Siemens USA, the Catholic University of Mull, which is in Chile, Kaiser Permanente. And given they lost $2.2 billion last year, perhaps they should give less to the CDC, Kaiser Permanente, Johnson & Johnson, Diazyme Laboratories, Quest Diagnostics, Roche Diagnostics, the National Association of Chain Drugstores Foundation, Pfizer, well, I never, Pepsi, PayPal, Novartis, Facebook, Merck, MailChimp, ExxonMobil, P&G Electrics, run by a Roth, Cargill, Coca-Cola, and Dell Inc. Quite a list of clown corps that is. And only the TPC can change their corps, spelt C-O-R-P-S, into corps, spelt C-O-R-P-S-E. Did you know in 2016, 5 years ago, for the ones who went to Johns Hopkins, all on the same day, these domains were registered. VaccinePassport.com, VaccinePassport.net, VaccinePassport.info, and VaccinePassport.org. All registered on GoDaddy. All registered by the same person on the same date, July the 16th, 2016. Oops. But what an inspired, educated guess it was by that person that in a four-year loop later, they would be rolled out and those domains would become live, like the passports. The domains remain active until July the 16th, 2021. A new study claims that people are having problems reintegrating into normal life. There is no normal life due to compulsive anxiety over the virus. Ooh. And this is what ridiculous campaigns designed to make people overly fearful result in. And the fact that some are working out that there is no normal to return to. And a small study claiming that residual anxiety over coronavirus may lead people to encounter difficulties reintegrating into society, even after the decline of the virus. And the authors who surveyed 300 individuals in the UK claim that people are increasingly experiencing what they call COVID anxiety syndrome. Really. Which is characterized by compulsively checking symptoms, avoiding public spaces, and obsessive cleaning, even as cases in the UK are declining. And yes, and all that was encouraged by the alleged authorities, remember? And this is a subtle mind control tactic to create anxiety. So, what happens when you create anxiety? Well, then there are a lot of bots who are programmed into taking a pill. And they make the shekels, you see. It's the pharmaceutical hamster wheel effect. But the report says this syndrome is a peculiar one, as it appears difficult to distinguish between these symptoms and those behaviours and attributes that have been expressly promoted as desirable responses to the pandemic. And perhaps dimly aware of this possibility, the study's authors offer a feeble attempt to distinguish between activities promoted by public health campaigners and those that are maladaptive. Anxiety about COVID is a problem, the authors claim, when people act in overly safe ways. Extreme though it is, this is not an entirely new development. And for decades, we have seen the decline of explicitly moral exhortations to change behaviours in favour of encouraging and spreading fears about associated health risks. Remember, we're all going to die from Ebola, H1N1, African killer bees, you know, and all kinds of other shite. And then society, for example, states, we are no longer told to avoid alcohol because it's a vice, but rather because it's a risk to our health. Indeed, a state of constant awareness of potential threats to one's health, no matter how small, is positively encouraged as a desirable attribute to the modern citizen. Programming, you see. So it's no surprise then that many people would answer a survey indicating heightened anxiety and fear about the coronavirus-related phenomena. We are constantly told that this is how the good, responsible citizen should react. And the bot people do. That is the problem. And yet even a heightened level of fear for one's personal safety is not enough for policy makers. And increasingly the shift from moral to harm-based behavioural controls has slipped into harms to others. Milgram bot behaviour people, that is. Because the authorities have told you to be concerned, people are. Until they think and act for themselves. There is a secret layer of information in your cells called messenger RNA. mRNA. That's located between DNA and proteins that serves as a critical link. And now, in a medical shocker to the whole world of vaccine philosophy, scientists at Sloan Kettering found that mRNA itself carries cancer-causing changes. Changes that genetic tests don't even analyze, and are flying completely under the radar of oncologists across the globe. So now it's time for an independent laboratories that are not vaccine manufacturers or hired by them to run diagnostic testing on the COVID vaccine series and find out if these are cancer-driving inoculations that once the series is complete, multiple injections, will cause cancer tumours in the vaccinated masses who have all rushed out to get the jab out of fear and pro-pagan Dar influence. The report says, welcome to the world of experimental and dirty vaccines known as mRNA technology and previously unknown cancer-driving messengers are hiding in RNA, not DNA. And the report says this mind-blowing discovery should be published on every medical news site, newspaper, television, broadcast, and on the CDC website. But unless you are reading this article and use DuckDuckGo as your search engine, you will probably never ever see it. Why? Because Go Ogle is in on the fix with Big Pharma and the VIC, the Vaccine Industrial Complex, or VIC. So here's a more in-depth explanation of what we're looking at for real, including or regarding mRNA and vaccines. The information carrying molecule, messenger RNA, can instruct human cells ultimately in the same way as cancer drivers, playing a major role in causing cancer to thrive while inactivating natural tumour suppressing proteins, remember Gates talking about the proteins, that the human body creates to save you from cancer. And this is the complete opposite of what the CDC and the vaccine manufacturers are telling everyone right now about the COVID vaccines. And this is based on clinical research by a molecular biologist at the Sloan Kettering Institute. Even sequencing the DNA in cancer cells doesn't reveal these changes. And that's how sneaky the vaccines are. And it's like a Trojan horse that tells your cells to allow these changes to be made as if they were safe, but they're not. And all assumptions being made about the mRNA being safe right now have been completely turned 180 degrees with this research. And people need to consider this very carefully if you have not yet been vaccinated with the mRNA technology, and you may want to lawyer up if you've already got the jabs. After your COVID vaccination, RNA is transported out of your cell's nucleus and will no longer function properly as a cancer tumor suppressor. Now, Bill Gates and the vaccine industrial complex are both very sinister, as we all know. But to create vaccines that truncate, which is disabled by cutting short, cancer tumour suppressors, and destroy the human body's ability to protect against cancer, is just complete insanity. Now, truncated tumour suppressor proteins are similar to the DNA mutations that cause cancer cells to mutate and multiply uncontrollably. And the big question is, will America see cancer cases skyrocket over the next few years, 2025, due to COVID vaccines? Well, only time will tell, but right now science is revealing that is a likely prospect. Therefore, anyone who is scared to death of the COVID vaccines is pro-science rather than anti-science, because the science shows the mRNA technology is very dangerous, especially concerning proteins that fuel cancer tumours. So let's just repeat that again. Science shows mRNA technology can fuel cancer tumor growth. And a substantial amount of people with blood cancer have the same inactivation of tumor suppressor genes at the mRNA level. And scientists also discovered that a substantial amount of people with blood cancer, which is chronic lymphocytic leukemia, have the same exact inactivation of tumor suppressing genes at the mRNA level. And in fact, the mRNA changes they detected could possibly account for the missing DNA mutations. And that spells out bad news for anyone who thinks that the COVID vaccine series is safe and effective. It's effective, all right, but only at suppressing anti-cancer proteins. Now, even if just half partial truncation mRNA changes in human cells take place, it's enough to completely override the function of the normal versions that are present, according to the Sloan-Kettering team of scientists. And these changes can also apply to 100 different genes at the same time, so the changes can add up quickly and cause horrific health repercussions. Of course, mainstream media will dismiss any connections made by these discoveries, but they're paid to regurgitate pharma talk, so it's not a surprise at all. And it's important to note that mRNA changes, according to the researchers, are not limited to blood cancer, but have also been linked to acute lymphatic cancer and also breast cancer. And the great question is, could this mean we're looking at a new population control mechanism that is hidden in messenger RNA? Now, about 20,000 people in the US develop lymphatic leukemia each year. But the disturbing question is how many will quietly begin developing it now and then have it suddenly show up 5 years from now. Now, symptoms include fatigue, enlarged lymph nodes, and night sweats. Did you get your mRNA vaccinated and experience those symptoms already? Are those symptoms on the warning label, the vaccine insert? Did you read them? Now, there's only one treatment offered right now for CLL leukemia at the pharma industrial complex, and that's stem cell bone marrow transplantation. But it's only recommended if your CLL is likely to advance. Do your mRNA vaccines now qualify you as likely to advance with CLL? Fairly disturbing report that. But it has to be brought into the light of what these goons are up to. But there's a few things about this. That they actually referred to this back in the 1990s. In the original Stargate series, Season 2. About cross-contamination of the RNA. Not only bringing in changes to your body, but allowing host possession of your body as well. And given cancer is a largely spirit world created disease, does this have wider implications for a possible, and I repeat, possible, future invasion by the body snatchers? And for those who have watched it, that series, the Go'uld are the Draco, including Ra, Apophis, Hathor, Horus, Isis, all revered by the Egyptians, Israelis, Masons and other cult-style groups around the world. Now the Goa Uld is a play on words. Broken up, it is gold and its periodic symbol AU. G-O-A-U-L-D. But which group came here to mine the gold and turned humans into slaves? Even in part, genetically created some version of humans to mine for them. The answer is the Anunnaki, mainly the Draco version, all of which was revealed by the old tablets. Where are we next? Now, the government has all kinds of secrets, and we've revealed many of them in this show. But only a true conspiracy theorist might suspect that psychoelectric weapons are one of them. Not this show. And so there was a report that a group called Muck Rock is a news organisation that specialises in filing Freedom of Information Acts requests with state and federal government bodies received mysterious documents about mind control, seemingly by accident. So they filed this Freedom of Information Act and received mysterious documents about mind control. And journalist Curtis Waltman was writing to the Washington State Fusion Center, which is a joint operation between Washington State law enforcement and the federal government to request information about Antifa and white supremacist groups. And he got responses to the questions he asked, but was also sent a file titled EM Effects on the Human Body, Electromagnetic. Now inside were documents and diagrams, and it gave details of some of the effects it can have on the human body. And here's a list of the symptoms electromagnetic interference can cause. Forced memory blanking and induced erroneous actions. Controlled dreams. Forced waking visions, some synced with body motion. Induced changes to hearing, both in apparent direction and volume, and sometimes content. Microwave hearing. Induced tinnitus. Sudden violent itching inside the eyelids. Transparent eyelids. Forced manipulation of airways, including externally controlled forced speech. That has wide-ranging implications. Forced movement of jaw and clacking of teeth. Externally controlled forced speech is in essence describing the voice-to-head technology used on channelers and other people who are hosted to deliver false and distraction-based information. Other issues are wildly racing heart without cause, forced muscle quaking in the large muscles in the back, remote-induced violent no-rash itching with reference to the hard-to-reach areas that is often done whilst the person is doing delicate or messy work, forced nudging of the arm during delicate or messy work causing injury or spills. Forced precision manipulation of hands, sometimes synced to the forced waking visions. Special attention to the genital area, itching, forced orgasm and intense pain. Now this got me pondering a bit. Or that last piece, as it's eerily similar in nature to the astral rape event. And the question is, are those that perform that operating in an electromagnetic field, which you can't see? Now, I've stated in previous shows, the electromagnetic field around this planet is the veil, like a blanket covering the whole planet, which is only observable in certain conditions, but it is also collapsing in on itself. Intense general pain or hot needles pushed deep into flesh sensations on the legs and feet, and also wild flailing, sometimes followed by rigor mortis effects. Hard to reach itch site, top and bottom of the foot. There is never any rash, and it often starts as the sensation of small electric shocks. Now, the general effects of it is sudden overheating, all body pain, forced caffeine field, sleep prevention, forced drop in your tracks, sleep inducement, irresistible go here and there commands, microwave burns and electric shocks. Involuntary test subjects also experience frequent break and enter at home, and also at work with clothing and furniture, business papers and computer files sabotaged, modified or stolen. Psychological warfare research is the likely motive. Now, most will be familiar with many aspects of those issues, all except the term microwave hearing. So what is microwave hearing? Well, the first unclassified successful transmission of the human voice directly into the skull of a human person was performed by Dr. Joseph C. Sharp of the Walter Reed Institute of Research back in 1974. Another example of this technology is older than most think. And by transforming a hypnotist's voice using the Lowry silent sound or the Smirnov scramble methods, this was used in the Gulf War. And it is possible to hypnotize a target without the target being aware, from in hiding, whilst leaving zero traces of evidence. Now, this is the voice-to-skull technology I have mentioned previously. And the most obvious evidence of this is if the person changes narrative or directives following the introduction of this largely etheric device. Now, Joseph C. Sharp was trained in Utah, which may be suggestive he worked with the others on this project. In fact, the others may have been running it, likely out of Area 52 at Dugway. Despite all they've done to us, we're all still alive and kicking. Don't forget that. Right, a couple of exposés before we get into some more interesting pieces. Maybe this is interesting. Now, the first one is a shorter one, and it's the description of the business of Mode RNA Inc., said to be Moderna. No, Mode RNA. And it says, collectively with its consolidated subsidiaries, any of Moderna, we, us, or the company was incorporated in Delaware on July the 22nd, 2016. Bear with me a second, because that date is eerily close to an earlier piece which I didn't get. Well, I never. So, Mode RNA LLC was created on July the 22nd, 2016, just 6 days after all those vaccine passports were introduced. Live research. Well, I never. And they said, we are the successor in interest to Moderna LLC, a limited liability company, or zero liability company, I might add, formed under the laws of the state of Delaware in 2013. Our principal executive office is located at 200 Technology Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts. So it's next to the MIT then. They say they are a biotechnology company, creating a new generation of transformative medicines based on messenger RNA, mRNA, to improve the lives of patients. Yeah, right. And they say mRNA medicines are designed to direct the body's cells to produce intracellular membrane or secreted proteins. When you put that with the previous piece, it all makes sense. But their lying goes on. That has a therapeutic or preventative benefit with the potential to address a broad spectrum of diseases. To address. Doesn't say whether it cures or creates, does it? Our platform builds a continuous advances in basic and applied mRNA science, delivery technology and manufacturing, providing us the capability to pursue in parallel a robust pipeline of new development candidates. We are developing therapeutics and vaccines for infectious diseases, immuno-oncology, rare diseases, autoimmune, and cardiovascular diseases independently and with our, quote, strategic collaborators, unquote. What an interesting terminology they use there. Collaborators, when one of the definitions of that word is to cooperate treasonably as with an enemy occupation force in one's country. Since inception, they said, we have incurred significant net losses. As of June 30th, 2020, we had an accumulated deficit of 1.74 billion. We may continue to incur significant expenses and operating losses for the foreseeable future. I agree, but not for the reasons they think. In addition, we anticipate that our expenses will increase significantly in connection with our ongoing activities to support our platform research, drug discovery, and clinical development infrastructure and research engine and early development engine. Digital infrastructure, there's that word again, digital. Creation of a portfolio of intellectual property. Expansion into global markets and also admin support. But I want to go back a bit there. They said the creation of a portfolio of intellectual property. So what is intellectual property? Well, intellectual property is a category of property that includes intangible creations of the human intellect, which can then be patented, remember. They said, we do not expect to recognize significant revenue from sales of potential mRNA medicines unless and until we successfully complete clinical development and obtain regulatory approval for one or more of our investigational medicines. And people are taking this shit. It says clearly in their own manifesto, this is investigational medicine. That's why they have immunity. It's a free test. Some would say it's a free test of your own sanity, of whether you take it or not. If we seek to obtain regulatory approval for any of our investigational medicines, we expect to incur significant commercialization expenses. Our investigational vaccine, there they go again, with the novel coronavirus mRNA-1273, which is currently in clinical trials, has been developed rapidly to respond to the global COVID-19 pandemic. And we are expending significant efforts to further the rapid development of this potential vaccine and expect to continue to do so over the next 12 months. These efforts have required and will continue to require the expenditure of significant funds and the establishment of significant worldwide infrastructure and also partnerships. As a result, we expect we will need substantial additional funding to support our continued operations and pursue our growth strategy. Until we can generate significant revenue from potential mRNA medicines, if ever, the latter is correct, we expect to finance our operations through a combination of public or private equity offerings. In come the vulture capitalists. Structured financings and debt financings. Government funding arrangements. Yes, Trump gave them a load of our money. Strategic alliances and marketing, manufacturing, distribution and licensing arrangements. We may be unable to raise additional funds or enter into such other agreements on favourable terms or at all. If we fail to raise capital or enter into such agreements as and when needed, we may have to significantly delay, scale back, or discontinue the development and commercialization of one or more of our programs. We believe that our cash equivalents and investments as of the 30th of June 2020 will be sufficient to enable us to fund our projected operations through at least the next 12 months from the issuance of our financial statements. But because of the numerous risks and uncertainties associated with the pharmaceutical development, we are unable to predict the timing or amount of increased expenses or when or if we will be able to achieve or maintain profitability. Even if we are able to generate revenues from the sales of our investigational medicines, including the mRNA-1273, if approved, we may not become profitable. If we fail to become profitable or are unable to sustain profitability on a continuing basis, then we may be unable to continue our operations at planned levels and be forced to reduce our operations. mode RNA. Exposé 2. The Swedish deep state is not yet very well documented anywhere. But here's a bit of an insight into it that reveals all too familiar names and groups involved in skullduggery. And this is a quote from Olaf Lagercrantz. He said, nearing the end of my life, it was clear for me that our so-called democratic society is quiet around power and loud where power is small or fictitious. Bit like Biden then, isn't it? So the background to it all. This is a country that prides itself on social equality. It has a small but fairly reactionary section of the bourgeoisie, including the aristocracy, business leaders, and also in the military. Now, the country's military industrial complex includes arms companies such as Bofors, Saab, Kockums, and Volvo Defense. So the two leading car manufacturers, Saab and Volvo, are military contractors. Well, I never. Which depends on exports to stay profitable. Of particular notice is the Wallenberg family. I was going to do an expose on them, and I've never got round to it. They're as bad, almost as bad as the Rothschild family, the Wallenbergs. They completely run Sweden. Now, the Wallenberg family is one of Europe's leading banking and industry dynasties, whose significance cannot be understated. Another element is governing parts of the social democrat movement. With anti-communism as the pretext, it allied with other deep state actors and foreign intelligence services. And Sweden is home to the Sveriges Riksbank, which is the world's oldest central bank. That's where the links with the Rothschilds comes in. Now, here's some of the events of the deep state in Sweden. The 1930s, the death of the industrial tycoon Ivar Kruger, officially listed as a suicide, but with the evidence pointing to assassination, allowed the Wallenberg family to aggressively pick up large parts of his business empire. In the 1940s, Sweden, like Switzerland, was said to be neutral in World War II. They lie. Operation Gladio was established there around 1945, as it was in other countries across Europe. In the 1950s, Rickard Sandler, the Swedish Prime Minister, attended the 1956 Bilderberg meeting. Erik Boheman, as a Swedish diplomat, also attended four Bilderbergers from 1958 to 1962. Marcus Wallenberg Jr., who helped create the Swedish Stay Behind Network, attended the fifth Bilderberger in February 1957, and he was later to attend multiple further meetings, as did his son and grandson. The 1960s, Marcus Wallenberg Jr. attended all but two of the Bilderberg's meetings in the 1960s. And also, the same guy attended all the Bilderbergers in the 1970s. Now, in the 1980s, things took a decidedly worse turn for people in Sweden, when a psychological warfare campaign in the 1980s aimed to unseat the Social Democratic government under Olaf Palme. And over a period of several years, the US and NATO submarines penetrated Swedish territorial waters with the intention of being observed. And this campaign happened in collaboration with the Swedish Admiralty and created major embarrassment for the elected government. But this false flag method was used again briefly in 2014-15 as part of the drive towards the new Cold War. The Olaf Palme assassination. The Swedish Prime Minister Olaf Palme was assassinated on the 28th of February 1986, 4.5 months after a document alleged to be a SADF military intelligence report concluded that Palme should be seen as an enemy of the South African state. UK television reported on the day that the Swedish police didn't expect or suspect a political motive, and they think it could be the work of a madman. The lone shooter again. Now, Ole Demogard wrote in A Coup d'Etat in Slow Motion that after Palme, there was no Swedish global politics, that the country had been subsumed as an obedient member of the supranational deep state. In 1988, another Swedish diplomat who was in part fighting the apartheid system, Bernt Carlsson, also lost his life in the Lockerbie bombing over Scotland. In the 1990s, the 1994 sinking of the ferry MS Estonia killed over 800 people, and a scandalously inadequate investigation covered up and ignored countless investigative leads. Now, the possible explanations include NATO or Russian submarines sinking it, a bomb on board, a failed attempt to transfer contraband while in rough weather on the high seas, and also insurance fraud. In the 2000s, the politician Anna Lindh was assassinated on September the 11th. A sacrifice day. 2003, in the run-up to a Swedish referendum about EU membership, and that was also said to have been done by a lone nut. In 2020, in contrast to other European nation states, the Swedish government did not pass COVID legislation to institute a COVID lockdown. Now, this was very widely criticised as reckless and lax by commercially controlled media, even after it was praised by the World Horror Organization and after it became clear that such unfocused measures did very little to slow the spread of the virus. Now, the commercially controlled media very often compared it unfavourably with neighbouring Norway, Finland or Denmark, rather than other lockdown nation states such as the UK, Spain or Italy, which had higher death rates. So who are the groups in Sweden? IB. The IB affair, where the Social Democratic Party had its own private intelligence service, cooperating with the government intelligence services to spy on members of the unions, anti-war and peace movements, and weed out unwanted left-wing elements. The Social Democratic Party had its own private intelligence, it says. Sounds like the Democratic Party in America also. They have allegiances with the FBI, CIA, DOJ, NSA and also DHS. Now remember, it was the Democratic Party in Germany that spawned the SS. And perhaps people need to learn to connect the dots on the Democratic Party of any country. And perhaps we also need to define what the Democratic Party means or stands for. Now, this surveillance that took part as part of the IB affair would have been illegal if it was done by the government, hence the preference for a quasi-private solution, which is what the agencies are in America. And IB also forwarded all this information collected to the CIA. Well, I never. No matter which incident in which country, it seems, that three-letter agency is always involved. Maybe because they are run by the CIA cars. Now, it is known that the IB also did intelligence work abroad, especially against military targets in Arab countries like Egypt and against pro-Palestinian movements. And information from that was forwarded to the Israeli Mossad, or better known as Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, or ISIS. And also against Vietnam and anti-war movements, information that was given to the US. So basically what that says is, I just sounded like tank then. So basically what you're saying is, they worked for the Hebrew Anunnaki as well. They targeted Arabs in Egypt and pro-Palestinian movements. Does anyone ask the question whether all intelligence groups are being run by off-world entities? Congress for Cultural Freedom and other US covert initiatives heavily influenced the Swedish press, and the editor Herbert Tingsten and other editors across the political spectrum published several dozen stories every week given to them by the US services without mentioning the source. Well, I'll mention it. CIA. Now, the SNS Tilo Sand Summit might be a local version of the Bilderberg Group. Now, there are no Swedes are known to have ever attended the group known as Le Cercle, we've covered in previous shows. But there has been 103 Swedish Bilderbergers. They were also exposed that Carl Bildt was exposed as a confidential source of the US Embassy. And he was involved in many of the other events mentioned here or in the investigation committees of them. And since retiring as the Swedish PM, he has been active abroad serving US NATO foreign policy objectives. And then we come to some other parts. Hans Langermann revelations fit in the bigger picture of the BND's internal opposition to the supranational right-wing intelligence network called Le Cercle. Straub, a key figure of Le Cercle, is quoted by his son Max Straub that he hated Langermann, and the Langermann papers, which caused a bit of a scene in Sweden, and tapes countered many of the known goals of Le Cercle, and it touched on Straub's connection to the Vatican, Opus Dei, which they deny exists, and it does, his weapons deals, machinations to destabilise left-wing governments like Olaf Palm, Kreisky and Willy Brandt, and mentioned support for right-wing paramilitary groups. Now, the Langermann tapes recorded for the German magazine Konkret have never been fully disclosed. Well, surprised they're out to all the intelligence agencies, wise, or perhaps unintelligent agencies. But Counterspy reported in 1982 that Konkret hinted about the unpublished material that it would contain information about BND's network of journalist agents. Now, other revelations included Le Cercle. The Langerman papers exposed two meetings of Le Cercle and suggested that it was involved in the establishment of the Shield Committee. December the 1st, 1979, Madison Hotel, Washington, D.C., January 5th through 6th, 1980, in Zurich, Switzerland. Now, the BND and the Vatican, the German Secret Service BND, spied on the Vatican called Operation EVA 102, and Vienna Archbishop Franz Koenig called Action Cardinal. The BND and America. The BND spied on US President Richard Nixon. German agents stole documents from US archives which indicted Bundeskanzler Kurt George Kiesinger for Nazi war crimes. They were caught spying on Willy Brandt, and Langerman was BND Führer of agent Suzanne Sievers, who told the story about her affair with Willy Brandt in an immediately prohibited book called Der War Auch Mein Mädchen. Now, Brandt was a target for destabilization because of his overture to the other Germany through Ostpolitik. And Suzanne Sievers made a quick career in the BND and was paid off to the tune of 320,000 Deutschmarks after quitting the job. Oktoberfest bombing 1980, and the papers also revealed details about secret police reports about right-wing organisations involved in the 1980 Oktoberfest bombing in Munich, which was part of Operation Gladio. Was it From Russia With Love 7 we revealed then, or it? And the papers also revealed the BND supported German companies' arms deals at a time when Germany wanted to hide these deals because of its Nazi past. Quite a his story to Sweden's deep state. But with regard to the Olaf Palm assassination and the document referenced was a military classified document that was done in October 1985. And in it, it states the following. Further to previous intelligence reports circulated in January, April and September 1985, the following have to be brought to the State Security Council's notice. 1. It has been confirmed that anti-apartheid movements would be congregating in Stockholm, Sweden during February 1986 for a conference. 2. Reliable Swedish sources have confirmed that Mr. Palm's sympathies towards the USSR have caused grave concern in Sweden, and that these sympathies would almost certainly have a detrimental effect on the influence of USSR in Europe and also South Africa. These so-called reliable sources, which they are not, were the NATO goons and the Five Eyes Alliance group. 3. Mr. Palm can be seen as a major contributor against South Africa and should now be seen as an enemy of state. That was the intelligence report against the Prime Minister of Sweden. It went on. The previous suggested action against Mr. Palm should now receive urgent attention, they said. The anti-apartheid conference in Stockholm, it is suggested by our Swedish sources in Uppsala, would present the ideal opportunity to take the necessary action against Mr. Palm, and it would be possible to ensure that the action be attributable to other groups. Now, Palm is a pivotal and polarizing figure domestically as well as in international politics from the 1960s onwards. And he was steadfast in his non-alignment policy towards the superpowers, accompanied by support for numerous liberation movements following decolonization, including, most controversially, economic and vocal support for a number of third world governments. He was the first Western head of government to visit Cuba after its revolution, giving a speech in Santiago praising the contemporary Cuban revolutionaries. He was frequently a critic of the United States and Soviet foreign policy. He expressed his resistance to imperialistic ambitions and authoritarian regimes, including those of Francisco Franco of Spain, Leonid Brezhnev of the Soviet Union, Antonio de Oliveira, Salazar of Portugal, Gustav Husak of Czechoslovakia, and most notably John Vorster and P.W. Botha of South Africa, denouncing apartheid as a particularly gruesome system. In his 1972 condemnation of the American bombings in Hanoi, comparing the tactic to the Treblinka extermination camp, resulted in a temporary freeze in Sweden-United States relations. That conference, that the military intelligence report, took place in February 1986. Olaf Palm assassinated in February 1986. He didn't buy or play the clown game and paid the ultimate price, which not only serves to eliminate the source, but create fear in others wishing to speak out again against the control system regime. Quite a few positive pieces tonight, but also a lot of hit you between the eyes pieces, and it can create fear. We don't play into fear in this group, but we have to bring it to the light. You know, my answer to them is fuck them and their games, because each one of us that listens to this show can change that narrative and the course of action. We've just forgotten our own power. We don't have to accept those are the consequences. We all have the power to change them. Now, on some day, there will be an end to THI shows. But THI will never leave you, regardless of whether the show in this format continues. But the end coming will be a celebration, not a sadness, as THI shows will merge into TPC shows, and a shift from what the world and their demons have done to us to what we are not necessarily doing to them directly, but indirectly. You changing you into a better version indirectly damages them. Something too few realize, because they want to see the external damage directly impacting them in some form of retribution. But internal damage by your own improvements does them far more harm than you realize. An improved version of you will not allow yourselves to remain the battery and harvesting center they crave of you. You will not allow the enslavement of you they desire also. You will have cut off their energy source, which is you. Us. We. All of us. Imagine a Cabal member, pick anyone, in hospital on a ventilating machine. And you can pummel them with fists and feet, which uses your energy and encourages low vibrational frequencies. Or just turn off the switch, which uses no energy, and their oxygen supply goes and they die. That is the analogy of improving yourself. You don't have to fight the system. Just be clever, not smart. All the database of information of the old system is contained within our what is now vast archives. These are all still available to all when they are ready. But leaving THI when the time comes will herald the start of the transition out of the old system and into the TPC, which is the new system created by us in our image, not theirs. A post was put up last week about indigo children and star seeds, and how indigos are born awake. A few things come from that statement that is laced in the New Age rhetoric, which doubled up as a classic distraction program and also used as an ego-based platform that somehow, if you are an indigo or starseed, you are in some way more special than the rest. This is no different to the Chosen One program, which includes Jews, but only the elite Jews, royalty, gods, goddesses, the Eve, and anyone else placed above others is simply not true, as nobody is above anybody else. The only people or non-people in some cases believing that is because they are immersed in the hierarchy program and awash with unbalanced ego. The children are children, and every one of them is special enough without adding targeting labels to them like indigo or star seeds. The reality is, we are all star seeds. We all came from the stars. We are all stars. Not just some self-appointed cretins masquerading as the demigods for their own self-importance. Indigo children are born awake, was the statement. No, all children are born awake. Society and ignorant parents, along with the education system, is what dulls them. Now, a few generations back, some soul spirit packages came in here to change the dynamics of this planet and to try to restore some semblance of peace, love, and abundance for all. Very quickly, they organized a cult-like mentality to counter that. And in the 1960s and early 70s, we had the Free Love and the Love and Light program introduced. But that wasn't the first incident of it. That was first formulated as a control system alternative to organized religion in the 1880s by Blavatsky. But there was also a Love and Light movement in the 1860s, not just the 1960s. And it was proliferated by overtly sexual attitudes and escapades, drugs and alcohol excesses, and so they were nullified by their own ignorance. Now, many of the early children were blighted by ending up with poor parents and family lines, and many fell due to the pressure, abuse, and also being shunned by society. The next batch came in, and it had it a bit better, more awake and aware, but they fell into another trap, all carefully laid out for them. The music and technology revolution came in to provide the distraction. Meanwhile, to prepare for the next batch who would come in, 2000 onwards, the ones with the extra strands of DNA, they introduced a malady to counter those children with the fake disease called ADHD. Out came the people harmer or pharma industry to stifle them. And again, ignorant parents and teachers believed the lying system that drugs was the answer. No, it wasn't. Only extra love, care and attention was required. The only problem with those agitated children was they couldn't handle the lower base frequencies this planet endured, having come from a much higher frequency existence. Around puberty age, they would begin to get less agitated and settle down and in more, providing their parents hadn't skull raped them with Ritalin. But clearly, their plans to disrupt those children with the extra DNA has not worked. And perhaps now in this generation, their new plan is to mess with their RNA. Which mode of RNA will try to do that, I wonder? We should not be saying, I would die to save my children. We should live and save all organic children. We're coming after you, indeed. Final piece tonight. There is a call this week to cancel Mother's Day. No doubt due to some jackass offended by everything group. But perhaps there is a point to that statement, although not as intended from the low vibrational mindset people who created that meme and thought process. Perhaps we should ban Mother's and Father's Day. Why? Because it should be celebrated every day. They are the life givers, remember. Shouldn't that be celebrated every day, without the need for the greed-based marketeers turning it into a commercial gain exercise? But what I haven't heard, which is far more essential, is the deleting of the church-related days, called holy days, not holidays. Every single one of them are rituals and sacrifice days, and they get us to celebrate their killing of us. How stupid are we? Ignorance before the internet was a choice, not so now. Our very own show From Russia With Love Plus 6 revealed all the holy days and their rituals performed on each given day. Sexual assaults, buggery to all underage children, blood drinking, sacrificing people, and other heinous crimes against humanity. And this is your church running this, which is why they are calling it holy days. But at which point does common sense and sanity kick in? Now, I'm encouraged that many people now are beginning to question the narrative, be it from government or the treasonous cretins known as the media, all of which is controlled by the dark forces. So why would anyone watch it or, worse, believe it? But progress on that has made giant strides. So they roll out fascist tactics, which is Zionist, not German, to stifle all debate. And whilst it's frustrating, it is also a massive thumbs up to us all who have sought the truth. But one thing remains largely untouched. Despite no proof of who wrote it, or proof it is accurate, nor has it ever been validated, despite many who wore that program trying to do so, as most of the ones who flipped away from the book and changed their path, those books are the religious scriptures of all denominations. Perhaps I was right the first time. Dominations. They never told our story. They told our oppressors' stories. Accept it and move forward in a clockwise energetic field, away from the harvesting anti-clockwise field the religious program brought you. And whilst we are at it, let's cancel Black Week or Black Month as well. Because unless you have a week or month celebrating all other races, that in and of itself makes it a racist program. It is condescending and also a divisive program. But you know for a fact they're not celebrating blacks. They are pushing division in the faces of the other races. No race on this planet has done themselves proud as a collective, and that is what we must change in all the varying humanoid races on this planet. Every day should be treasured and celebrated for the gift of life, and that is often overlooked by many in the search of material gain. We forget we all have the most precious thing ever, life. We forget we as humans are the most precious resource in the universe. We forget that all life is a test and experience-based event that requires us all to overcome the hurdles that life throws up at us. And when you overcome them, that is soul progression. There is an army of dark force jinns all lining up to have what you already possess, a living vessel. Yet do you treasure that enough? Do you protect it enough? Do you respect it enough? Do you trust it enough? Do you love it enough? Too often the focus is what I am not and not what I am. What I can't do instead of what I can do. Life is impossible instead of I'm possible. Do you have limits? Who created them limits? Think about that. They told you the sky is the limit. I say, which sky? Have you defined what the you is? What is your legacy to date? You, not others. You. Do you still seek outside of you when all is internal? Are you too quick to judge others and yet not yourself? And if you do judge yourself, why are you so critical of yourself? Is the critique valid? Or just another victim of the low self-esteem and low self-worth victimhood mentality? Critiques, they say, are ten a penny. Then why follow the masses with their programs? Does anyone ask why we are not encouraged to worship ourself? Is that a rule, regulation, statute, executive order, or church doctrine? Why does the church ask for you to worship outside of yourself when the creator spark is within you? Do you have peace? Is that external or internal? The external can deceive. The internal will not. You can follow a narrative and vision, but never follow a leader unless that leader is you. If you're a mind thinker, you may struggle to comprehend that statement, but not if you follow your heart. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.